The Epistle to the Philippians is a letter of joy. Even as a prisoner in chains, Paul was able to be glad in the Lord. This sense of rejoicing in Christ permeates the whole letter, because Christ Jesus is adequate for all the changing experiences of existence here below, if he is the center of the believer's life. Rejoice in the Lord always, Paul says to his readers. Yes, I will say it again, rejoice. This never-failing joy has its source in God himself. Paul's great desire and hope was that his whole life would honor Christ, whether he lived or died. He could truthfully say, "To me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain." He was, however, at a loss to know which one to prefer. "What shall I choose?" he says. "I do not know. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. But it is more important for your sake that I remain alive, and I am convinced that I will remain and continue with you all to promote your progress and joy in the faith." But there were problems that were troubling the church: false teachers, opposition from enemies, and even some disagreements among believers. So he exhorts the Philippians to behave in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, being of one mind, united in spirit and purpose, having the same love, and standing firm in the faith. "For you have been given the privilege of serving Christ," Paul writes, "not only by believing in him, but also by suffering for him. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves." Paul exhorts them to have the same attitude as that of Christ himself, who had the very nature of God, he says, yet made himself nothing. Taking the nature of a servant, he appeared as a man. He humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Paul urges his readers to work out their salvation in obedience and godly fear. "For it is God," he says, "who works in you to make you willing and able to obey his good purpose, so that you may be blameless and pure, children of God without fault, who shine like stars in a corrupt and sinful world, as you hold out the word of life." Then the apostle warns the Philippians against the influence of certain Jews who were causing trouble in the churches by teaching that circumcision and observance of the Jewish law were needed in addition to faith in Christ. He reminds them of his former life as a zealous Jew and legalistic Pharisee, who could boast of being without fault as far as the law was concerned. "But whatever was to my profit," he says, "I now consider loss, compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. I consider all these things rubbish, that I may gain Christ, not having a righteousness that comes from the law, but that which comes from God, through faith in Christ." Paul's one purpose was to know the Lord and the power of his resurrection, by being made into the likeness of Christ and his sufferings. For this he does one thing: forgetting what is behind, he presses on towards the goal to win the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Paul appeals to all mature and spiritually minded people to have the same attitude. "For our citizenship is in heaven," he says, "and we eagerly await our Saviour from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly bodies and make them like his own glorious body, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control." Paul again exhorts believers to rejoice. "Rejoice in the Lord always. Do not be anxious about anything," he says, "but in everything, by prayer and with thanksgiving, make your needs known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Finally, he urges believers to control their thoughts by meditating on whatever is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, honorable, and praiseworthy. "Think about such things," he says, "and the God of peace will be with you." Next episode, Paul's life continued.